You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the art of well-being. And we're honored to be joined by Dr. Wayne Baker, University of Michigan Professor of Business and Sociology, Faculty Director for the Center for Positive Organizations, and he has published numerous scholarly articles, several books, the latest one we're going to get to in a minute. But I feel like we have so much to learn from you when it comes to well-being, and so thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Lisa. Glad to be here.
I've seen that you've written and talked about is emotional energy. What does that mean when you're talking about that?
Well, there's different kinds of energy. There's physical energy that we have, but there's also emotional energy, and that's a subjective experience. When we feel emotional energy, we feel confident, maybe even elated. We're motivated. We feel we can do things. And when we lack it, we feel like we're just dragging. And what we have found is that our interactions with other people can really affect our emotional energy. So that's one of the sources of emotional energy is the quality of our connections with one another.
How does one harness that or use it for positive things?
Well, because emotional energy does come from our interactions, there's a number of things you can do. One is that you can engage with other people who have positive emotional energy, who bring your spirits up and do the same with them.
Well, let's talk about your book. You have a book out, very intriguing. All you have to do is ask how to master the most important skill for success. And I'm assuming that is asking.
Yes.
Why don't people ask?
Oh, there's a lot of reasons. I can share a couple with you.
Sure.
One is that people don't ask because they fear they'll seem to be incompetent or they can't do their job or they're weak or they're ignorant. But there's new research that's come out that says as long as you make a thoughtful request, an intentional request, people will think you are more competent, not less. But when I think it's asking questions, but it's also asking for resources, is asking for help, advice, maybe staffing, a referral, a connection. It's all the things that you need to be productive.
What prompted you to write the book?
I'd have to go back about 20 years when my wife, Cheryl, and I created a tool called the Reciprocity Ring. And it's a group or team-oriented activity where people give and get help. And you have to make a request, and then people will offer help. Maybe they have the answer, or they can tap their network and introduce you to someone. And way back then, I thought getting people to give, to be generous, was going to be the problem. Never the problem. People were incredibly generous. The real problem was getting people to ask. They didn't know what to ask for, why to ask, didn't know what their goals were. All sorts of reasons got in the way.
Is there advice on what to ask?
Oh, absolutely. There's a number of different methods that we have developed. One is called the Quick Start Method. It's some sentences that you complete. I have a number of them in the book. I'll share one with you.
Yeah, please do.
I'm currently working on, and I need help too. If you just fill in those two blanks, you already start to know kind of what you're trying to accomplish and what you might need. Or another one might be that my biggest hope in life is, and I would benefit from. Then you've identified a goal, something you're trying to achieve, and a resource you might need to help get there.
Do you think a lot of people take the time to even think about what their biggest goal is or what would bring them happiness or success?
No, I think most people are running around much too quickly. I am too. That's why I have these activities and these exercises. It slows people down and gets them to be thoughtful about what they're trying to accomplish and what they need to accomplish it.
Do you think there's a difference between delegating and asking? Because when I was looking over notes and information about your book, it's like it's in a business setting, basically what you're talking about, right?
That's right.
So you're asking for help, but are you asking for help? You know what I mean? By delegating, you can ask other people to help you out. Does that question make any sense to you at all?
Yeah, I think we always encourage people to reach out and ask for help. In fact, there's an economic consulting firm that I know, PhD economists are really smart people who tend to work by themselves. When they hire a new person, they say, if you work on a problem by yourself for more than 20 minutes and you're stuck, we want you to stop. Ask for help. Call a little brainstorming session, getting other economists together and help them work through the problem. It really teaches the norm and the behavior of reaching out and asking for help when you need it.
But then you have to share the credit for the solution.
Oh, but I think everything we do is collective, you know.
Is it?
Yes, absolutely. When I think about, so I wrote the book. My name is the only name on the book.
Right.
But you'll see a full page of people that I acknowledge who helped me one way or the other. Students, colleagues, researchers, librarians. I interviewed a lot of people for the book. I thank them as well. I couldn't have written that book without an army of people to help me.
The book is called All You Have to Do Is Ask, How to Master the Important Skill for Success. We're talking to Dr. Wayne Baker, a professor at the University of Michigan and with the Center for Positive Organizations at the Ross School of Business at U of M. And you've handed me this very colorful infographic. Let's talk about what is this about.
So the infographic is a picture. It's a map of the journey for All You Have to Do Is Ask. So it starts with giving yourself permission to ask. You have to climb the mountain and get past the obstacles to asking.
I was going
to
say it looks kind of like a board game.
Yes, it is kind of like a board game. There's a little path. You can move your piece around. You have to realize that most people are willing to help if you ask. And then once you get past that, then you have to say, okay, well, what do I need? What are my goals? What's the request I need? What kind of resource I need? We have criteria for a well-formulated request. And then there's a number of different tools that work in a group or even an organizational setting as well.
Self-awareness a big part of this journey?
I think it is. I think self-awareness is a big part of it. You have to be self-aware and confident to figure out what you need and ask for it.
Is there advice you can give to get better at asking for help?
Well, I've learned it's two things. One is that you need to be aware of what the research really says. And I've tried to bring that into the book to liberate people, to realize that people will help you when you ask. If you ask a thoughtful request, people will think you are more competent, not less. But then I also found that motivation is not enough. You also need tools. You need how to. So the book very much is a toolkit that leads an individual, a team, or even an organizational leader through a process of what actually works.
One of the statements I saw associated with you was the more you energize your coworkers, the better everyone performs. Is that emotional energy we were talking about at the beginning?
Yeah, well, giving and getting help creates emotional energy. As you think about it, it's great to help people. It creates what we call the warm glow of giving. That's a kind of emotional energy. But we also, when we receive help, we feel grateful. So that's another positive emotion. So both giving and getting help create positive emotions, or get back to the topic we first talked about, emotional energy.
So here you are, the highly esteemed University of Michigan professor who's written, this is your sixth book, right? But you're talking about things that are emotional and well-being. And is that a crossroad that you come to? How do those intersect?
Well, everyone needs help from other people in order to achieve whatever they're trying to do. So I did write the book for a business audience, but I found that it's helpful for basically anyone, anywhere. I found it helpful with my son, who is 18 years old, who doesn't always listen to what I say.
Right.
You know, but I find if I ask him using the criteria I talk about and explain why I'm asking him, why it's important, he's more likely to do it. I don't use the method my dad used with me, which was, you'll do it because I told you so.
Right. So it's more of asking for help and getting people involved. Is that what I'm hearing you saying?
Yeah. It's inviting them to be involved. It's to co-create a solution.
So the book is just out now. You can get it where?
You can get it in many bookstores. Of course, on all the online sellers carry it as well.
It is called All You Have to Do Is Ask, How to Master the Most Important Skill for Success. Have I left anything out?
No, just want to thank you for the opportunity to talk with you today.
Well, Dr. Wayne Baker, we appreciate you coming in, and we'll put links to the book and definitely a picture of this infographic that you have created. Thank you for joining us on this edition of 89.1 WEMU's Art and Soul.